this isn't going to be a class of here's what you should do, here's the best practices, things like that. What it is going to be, however, is the Spirit will teach you. And so I've submitted to that. The Spirit will teach you on what it is that is necessary for you to do and feel. And so I've turned that over to Him, and I pray for His guidance as I've sought out His direction on this. We have all girls. I thought I'd have 8 boys. Literally, when I was in the missionary training center, I wrote down 8 boy names. I thought, these are going to be the names of my 8 boys. And nobody was listening up in heaven, obviously, because we have all girls. But I could have 10 girls and be great. Love them all. And you can see, obviously, from that picture, I married way out of my league. But we love our family. We love little homeschool projects. I work out of the home, and I travel and for a living, some might say. And one day, my daughter comes in, Charity. She was age 6 at the time, here in Richmond, Virginia area, and she'd made something as part of her homeschooling project. And what she made was this right here. I don't know if you can see that. And I was sharing this to the youth the other day. Can you see that? That's what she made me. And I said, thank you, sweetheart. I was needing one of those, but I have no idea what that is, right? She says, well, Dad, duh, it's a toe ring. I said, of course it's a toe ring. I was needing a toe ring. I lost my last one. I'll never lose this one. But I said, thank you for the toe ring. I put it back on the desk, and I went back to work. Well, she stood there, and she didn't move. She wanted me to try this thing on. And so I took off my shoe. I took off my sock. I put that thing on the most logical toe you can think of. I was just looking at it, and she looked, and she got this real concerned look on her face, and she said, Dad, it looks kind of big. I said, well, what do you think we should do? And then she gives me a big smack on the back. She says, don't worry, Dad, you'll grow into it. I'm still working on that. I haven't quite achieved that. I'm drinking all sorts of juices, toe-growing vegetables, and all sorts of things like that, but still working on that. But, you know, homeschooling and life can oftentimes feel like that. We're still growing into it, right? And I think once we've grown into it finally, maybe it's time to be done. So always growing, always learning.